This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the DACA disgrace. When Jeff Sessions was a senator in Alabama, it was pretty easy to ignore. Just one of 100, a voice in the back of the room where he could easily be ignored, especially if you didn't live in Alabama. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, on the other hand, is a very, very scary dude and impossible to overlook. He didn't announce the new Trump administration policy on the Dreamers and DACA so much as he spit it out. These were no longer children brought unwittingly to the United States by their parents from other countries who had no say in the matter, hardly knew their birthplaces, and did their best to love America and make it their home. In Sessions' snarl, these were illegal aliens. They were potential terrorists. The program was unconstitutional. Hundreds of thousands of them were stealing jobs from the native-born real Americans. It hardly matters that none of what he was saying is substantiated or really true. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, is currently covering 800,000 young people. Potential security risk and terrorist? In order to win DACA status, all these young people had to go through rigorous scrutiny, have degrees, be in school, and have job prospects. Unconstitutional? No court has so ruled. The Justice Department offered no brief to support the claim. Taking jobs from the native-born? Really? You think the DACA folks are pushing people aside to be chicken pluckers and farmhands? The estimated adverse economic impact of ejecting the promise of the Dreamers is $400 billion. These are not freeloaders or job thieves, but good, solid young men and women trying to make America great again. Speaking of chicken, brings us to President Trump, of course. You can hear him clucking far behind Sessions that he loves the Dreamers. He kicked the can over to Congress for 6 months because he is one president where the buck never stops here at his desk. If he can duck and cover beneath it and point the finger elsewhere, at least. If this is what it means to be loved by the president, like his ex-wives, we should not want any of it but the alimony payments. The DACA fight is not over. The Dreamers and all of us who support them won't walk away or hide behind the door. They may end up in the shadows, but they are not there now. They are at risk, absolutely, but their addresses and personal information are protected by privacy guarantees. There will be consequences for Trump and his administration, though. It has become clearer and clearer, despite any last hopes any of us might have had, that this is an administration willing to govern by only appealing to the 30 or 40% of the American people willing to support them. That may seem plausible in the first year of an administration, but just as winter is coming, so are elections in 2018 and 2020. And that base isn't big enough to allow an administration and its policies to be sustainable. We've got some tragically rough days ahead, but mark the calendar. Our day is coming as one shameful decision after another is announced from this White House. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.